Russ Barr Morning Show, ladies and gentlemen. Time for your take. That's right, formerly known as the People Poll. We want to get your take on this. What is your take on this question? Would you take $1 million and do a sex tape? Would you? Would you take $1 million? Mimi from Love and Hip Hop says,
what I did is going to benefit me and my family.
And trust me, $15.99, right, Albert? $15.
I have no idea. I have no interest in seeing that video.
She made like $5 million from that tape.
1-877-727-7746. Call me now. This first show being brought to us by Universal Pictures, Get On Up, from the director of The Help, Get On Up, the story of James Brown in theaters, August 1st, directed by Tate Taylor. And ladies and gentlemen, I think the question this morning, I want to get your take. Would you take $1 million to do a sex tape? Mimi, everybody's just going in on her because she said,
what I did is going to benefit me and my family.
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you something, Russ.
I think I'd do it.
I'm going to tell you something.
For $1 million?
Yeah. You're doing it anyway for nothing.
You're filming?
I wouldn't do it because I have family, kids, I'm a mom.
What Mimi said about Jocelyn, she said, hey, you know, she's just jealous because she gave away more for free.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But she's telling the truth. I mean, if you're going to be a hoe anyway, you might as well.
Jocelyn was getting paid for some of it.
It's not going to help everyone like it helped Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, and everybody thinks it is. But if it helps you with $1 million or two.
I should preface this question with the fact that if you have kids,
right,
would you make a sex tape for $1 million? Good morning. Hello.
What's going on? It's Julian. I stand for Washington.
Yes, sirs. What you think, Julian?
Man, hell yeah, I'd do a daggone sex tape. I'd do it for free.
I know you would. Yeah. Most men would.
Free? What?
Oh, boy. That's a waste. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Tracy. How y'all doing?
Hey, Tracy. Hey. You got kids, would you?
Absolutely not, because the fallout is always greater than the payout.
Always.
I would not
always.
Do it. Always.
Well, some guys never do fall out, you know.
Oh, Lord, yeah. I hope not.
Straight to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope not.
Well, they fall out, you know, and then you got to go right.
I think if you do that.
You're going to attack again.
Oh, wow.
I think when you do that, you're definitely, it's like getting a tattoo of a man on your shoulder. You're definitely going to break up.
It's a jinx.
Yeah.
What's your take? Would you take $1 million and do a sex tape and you have children? Hello, what you take? Hello.
Think about Kim Kardashian. One day, baby North is going to wake up and be like 18 years old.
Who's that strange man behind you in this picture?
I mean, can you imagine?
That's not daddy.
That's the question.
Yes, 2 billion later.
Right. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, this is Rashawn from Baltimore. What's going on?
Rashawn, I know what your answer is going to be.
How you know what my answer is going to be, man? You don't know me like you think you know me, man.
You're right. You know why? Because you never stay on the phone long enough. I don't know why.
Bro, Paul.
By the way, he's trying to get hooked up. I saw your picture. Somebody hook up with him.
Oh, damn.
Need to hook him up.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ. It's Paul from D.C. There's some things in life that should just be off limits. I mean, what she was already doing with the TV show was helping her daughter. I mean, if she was going to do that, I probably, as a father, would prefer for her to have gone to, like, Playboy magazine. They get, like, $1 million sometimes for
a photo
shoot.
They're at around $5 million right now.
And Playboy don't want her.
What's the difference?
But the messed up thing about it, Russ, is in the show, they were rarely showing the daughter. When the tape was released, they specifically showed the daughter, like her out playing with her and stuff like that. I don't know why they did that.
They did. Oh, they set that up so they could set up this dynamic,
right,
that we're talking about right now. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Lost you. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. For $1 million.
Hey, man.
With kids.
Hey, man. How you doing, man? This is Janarian Wilson from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I would never take $1 million for that, man. I got 3 boys to raise. One day they're going to have to see that, man. That's, you know, it. What I'm saying?
Yeah, that'd be a problem.
Tweet.
All right, lots of tweets. August 20th, it says, no amount of money is worth the embarrassment of your kids, family, friends for a sex tape. Yankee the Tooth says, as soon as you spend $1 million, you're no longer as soon as you spend a dollar, you're no longer a millionaire. Go for more than $1 million. If you're infertile and your parents are dead, then do it. Dave the Dude says, for $1 million tax-free, yeah, bro. Roll tape, then after me and my son going to Honduras to chill.
Hey, old school Red said, I would make one for 2 pounds of shrimp and a 12-pack of Coors Light.
Yeah, I mean, that's because most men try to talk you into doing it.
$1 million ahead, and then you get some on the back end.
You're going to get the residual.
I mean, you got to.
All right, Soup, I know where you're going with that.
Funny.
Nice joke. Good morning. Hello. And they can show it on Ho Time, right? Or Netflix.
Or Skinamax.
You guys don't subscribe to Netflix?
Hello. All right. Oh, my God. Whole box office?